Okay, it's Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. Hello, welcome to First Thing with Kevin Mano. A super quick look at all the headlines as you start your day so you feel like you know what's going on in the world around you, and it starts right now. And it starts with the top story, always. There was a tragedy in Florida yesterday morning. There was a bus crash which claimed 8 lives. There were reportedly 53 farm workers on the bus when a pickup truck crashed into him. According to a news conference yesterday, all of the workers were from Mexico and were here on temporary agricultural work visas. In addition to the 8 that passed, at least 40 more were injured, and the driver of the truck was arrested and has been charged with 8 counts of manslaughter while driving under the influence. Hey, moving on to sports now. Real quick, we'll start with an update on what was honestly probably the most watched WNBA game ever. Caitlin Clark's regular season debut with the Indiana Fever. It happened last night. Her team lost to the Connecticut Sun 92-71, but Caitlin scored 20 points. She had a solid game. In other news, Jason Kelce officially has a new job. We heard a while ago that he would most likely sign on as an analyst with ESPN. And the rumors were true. He's going to be a part of the Monday Night Countdown show before Monday Night Football this season. Those Kelces are just unstoppable right now. And lastly, honestly, I don't know if this falls under sports news or entertainment news, but Sports Illustrated just announced 4 cover models for their annual swimsuit issue. 69-year-old Gail King, she's one of them, Chrissy Teigen, Hunter McGrady, and Kate Upton. Hey, all right, moving on to entertainment news here. Actually, a couple stories that also straddle that line between entertainment and sports. After 7 years, golfer Rory McIlroy and his wife Erica are getting divorced. According to TMZ, Rory submitted the paperwork in Florida on Friday. And Tom Brady seems to regret his choice to get roasted on Netflix. He said the jokes had an impact on his kids, and if he could go back in time, he would not have done it. Had he not seen a roast before? I mean, they're always brutal. In relationship news, Taylor Kinney of Chicago Fire is a married man. He and a woman named Ashley Kruger just made it official. Congrats. And Zayn Malik, formerly of One Direction, just said that he got kicked off of Tinder for catfishing. They didn't believe that it was him, somebody pretending to be Zayn Malik. And lastly here, a follow-up to that interview with the woman that claims to be the real-life Martha from the show Baby Reindeer. She sat down with Piers Morgan last week to tell her side of the story, and now she wants him to pay her $1 million. Her name is Fiona Harvey, and she said she was paid a few hundred dollars for the appearance. And since it was a big draw for the show, so many people tuned in for it, she said she wants more. She wants $1 million. All right, getting into some movie and TV news here. Man, there is a lot today. Most of it's Amazon Prime stuff. I'll try to get through all this quickly, but here we go. First, after it was so successful for Amazon, that reboot of Roadhouse is getting a sequel. It's reported that Jake Gyllenhaal will be back for more. Nicolas Cage is going to be Spider-Man. This is also an Amazon thing. It's going to be a live-action series, a noir Spider-Man. That's a thing. It's based on the Spider-Man noir comic. He's got a new trailer for a new Reese Witherspoon, Will Ferrell movie. It's called You're Cordially Invited. I like the two of them together. It looks good. That's also on Amazon. It's going to be out in January of next year, and I have the trailer up in our Instagram stories at First Thing Pod. And moving on to TV, in other Reese Witherspoon news, she is producing a new Legally Blonde prequel series about Elle Woods in high school. It's called Elle. That's coming soon to Amazon. In other TV news, there's a trailer out now for season 2 of House of the Dragon. I have that linked up there as well. The 8-episode second season gets started June 16th. There's also a new teaser trailer for season 2 of The Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power. Another very expensive show that's going to be out at the end of August. An update on something I mentioned yesterday. Marvel just revealed that their new Agatha show will be called Agatha All Along. And they released a little teaser implying that Agatha was the one behind all of the confusing name changes. It was Agatha all along. It's clever, it is. ABC just revealed the first ever Golden Bachelorette, 61-year-old Joan Vasso. She was on The Golden Bachelor, but she left the show early to be with her daughter who had just given birth. Now she's back as the lead. And lastly, you guys, you know me, so this shouldn't come as much of a shock, but I want to host this show so bad. There's a new Jeopardy spinoff called Pop Culture Jeopardy. It's another Amazon thing. I feel like this is my destiny. Coming soon. This show is supported by AG1. It feels good to feel good. Your body is important. It's the only one you have, and what you feed it affects you in a lot of ways. That's not a new revelation by any means, but it's very true. With my one daily habit, first thing in the morning, I am getting tons of nutrition that I don't think I'd be getting otherwise. I was never good with supplements and vitamins. I never remember if I took them or not, but AG1 is just so easy and it's delicious. And like I said, it's packed with things that your body needs. It helps your immune system, your rest and recovery, your focus, your energy levels. It's got it all, and I have a deal for you. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3K2 and five free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/firstthing. That's drinkag1.com/firstthing. All right, getting into some music headlines here. Actually, just a few country stories this morning. First, we just found out that Jason Aldean is going to perform a tribute to Toby Keith tomorrow night on the 2024 ACM Awards. Toby passed away back in February. Dolly Parton is in the news for another collaboration, and this one is with Krispy Kreme. They've got an all-new Southern-inspired donut collection with Dolly's stamp of approval available now. And on Saturday, this Saturday, you can get a free donut if you show up to a Krispy Kreme looking like Dolly Parton. I'm serious. Do with that what you will. And in other country-related food news, Willie Nelson is releasing a cannabis cookbook. Some of his favorite recipes, along with ways to incorporate his favorite ingredient, that's coming this fall. Okay, some additional headlines here on this Wednesday morning. This one is everywhere right now. The Biden administration just reportedly made the controversial decision to send a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. This comes after they put a previous shipment on hold over concerns that Israel would invade the city of Rafah. There's not too much info available about when this new batch would be sent. In royal news, the first official painted portrait of King Charles since his coronation was just unveiled, and it's kind of divisive. Some people like it, some people think it looks sort of devilish. I'm going to put it up in our Instagram stories this morning if you want to see that. According to AAA, we could see near record levels of travel this Memorial Day weekend. They're saying almost 44 million people are going to hit the road, which would be the most in nearly 20 years. If you're going to be out there, the roads will be the busiest between noon and 7 on the Thursday and Friday, right before the holiday. So plan accordingly. Three bits of restaurant news this morning. First, Red Lobster is abruptly closing at least 48 restaurants around the country. They have about 650 locations, and 48 are closing. According to reports, they're considering filing for bankruptcy. And it's a sad day for us 90s kids. Chuck E. Cheese is officially getting rid of their animatronic animal band. No. They plan to have the band phased out by the end of the year. It looks like there will still be two locations keeping live, one in California and one in New York, but the rest are done. The last food story, according to the courts, tacos are sandwiches. A man wanted to open a Mexican place in like a strip mall, but a contract said he could only sell made-to-order sandwiches for some reason. He sued, saying tacos and burritos are sandwiches, and a judge agreed with him. So, tacos a sandwich. And lastly here, I always end with something positive or uplifting or inspirational. This is all three of those things. A 17-year-old girl named Dorothy Jean Tillman II just graduated. Totally normal thing for a 17-year-old to do. But this gal graduated with a doctoral degree at 17. When she was just 15, she was accepted into the Doctorate of Behavioral Health Management program at Arizona State University, and she just got out. She is 17. When she was asked about her future, she said she's just like any other teenager trying to figure out her dreams and goals. She's super cool. Congrats, Dorothy. That's awesome. And congrats to all the grads out there. It's very impressive graduating, no matter what. I mean, maybe not as impressive as Dorothy over here, but still. All right, I should probably wrap this up. The show is over now.
The show is over now.
Okay. All right. Thanks for being here. I hope you have a wonderful Wednesday wherever you are. Go make the most of it. And I'm back tomorrow to do all this again.
Please tell your friends about this show.